Details outlining where the Pope will visit have not yet been confirmed. The state's involvement will be as appropriate for an official visit by a head of state, similar to previous high-profile visits to Ireland, such as that of Queen Elizabeth. But the costs associated with the visit will be similar to those of previous official visits by a head of state. I'm very much aware that this is primarily a pastoral visit. I don't think it's the role of the government to tell Pope Francis what he should and shouldn't do or who he should or shouldn't meet. But we certainly have said that we would like to facilitate, if possible, a visit to Northern Ireland, that we would suggest that it would be appropriate to meet with some of the victims and survivors of clerical abuse or abuse by state authorities and church authorities. We've also expressed our view as a government that families should be respected and seen in their diversity, and there are families of all different shapes and forms, whether it's children being brought up by grandparents, whether it's same-sex couples with children, whether it's one-parent families. And we've expressed our view as a state that that is how we see the family. That view has been put across to the church authorities. But having said that, we fully respect the separation between the church and state, and that religious freedom applies to this as well.